AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A new development in the fighting between Israel and Iran-backed Hezbollah in Lebanon.
We're going to be meeting with Bibi Netanyahu, as you know, and the president of Lebanon. And I had a great talk with both of them today. They're going to be having a ceasefire, and that'll include Hezbollah.
President Trump was asked at the White House if the ceasefire with Iran will be extended.
We're doing very well, I can tell you. Maybe it'll happen before that. I'm not sure it needs to be extended.
The president says they are close to making a deal with Iran.
We have a chance, and if that happens, oil goes way down, prices go way down, inflation goes way down, and you're going to have, much more importantly than even that, you won't have nuclear holocaust.
A newly appointed military advisor to Iran's supreme leader says he does not support extending the ceasefire. Oil prices are lower, stocks are higher at the close as investors hope the war does end. The head of the International Energy Agency tells the AP Europe has about 6 weeks of jet fuel left because of the closing of the Strait of Hormuz. Artemis II Commander Reid Weissman thanked the world for the crew's trip around the moon.
This NASA organization and their international partners, they put together this amazing vehicle, the Orion spacecraft that we named Integrity atop the Space Launch System, riding to the moon on a European service module. They provided this massive structure that was able to push four humans around the moon and bring them safely back. So thank you to every single person that had a hand in building that machine.
The crew met with reporters today. President Trump nominated Erica Schwartz, a former deputy surgeon general, to be the next director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The president is railing against a federal judge's decision that continues to block above-ground construction of a $400 million White House ballroom. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. A new film uses AI to bring back an actor who died last year.
A new indie film is called As Deep as the Grave, and it uses an artificial intelligence rendered version of actor Val Kilmer.
Don't fear the dead, and don't fear me.
Kilmer died last year at age 65 of pneumonia. When writer-director Kurt Voorhees and his brother John talked about the film on Wednesday, Voorhees stopped short of calling it a Val Kilmer performance and said Val Kilmer influenced this performance. John Voorhees said the use of AI actors based on real people is risky territory, but that they followed guidelines from the Screen Actors Guild American Federation of Television and Radio Artists Union. And he says they were given the okay by Kilmer's estate and his daughter. Kilmer had signed on to the film years ago, but he had to pull out at the last minute because of health issues. I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.